Hi, welcome to the Yellow World. It's your girl, Aundi. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm so delighted to be hosting you once again. How are you guys doing? Your girl is not doing so well, rather wasn't doing so well, but now I'm way, way better. I'm getting back up and I'm just, picking up the pieces and just holding on to the little faith I have and just trying my best to stay sane. Last week was just not the best for me. Not like something particular went wrong per se. I was just feeling demoralized, like things weren't working out for me, and I was just not motivated, and I was just like, I was just there. Like, I don't know. Do you guys feel me? But then I prayed about it. I listened to Dope Ass music. Okay, just Chandler Moore is just, the dope ass music I was listening to. Maverick City music, those guys are fly. And I've just been feeling, things are just getting back together and I'm feeling better. And I thought, what better time to talk about how good God is, how gracious He is, how merciful He is than today, and just talk a little bit about Christianity and what it is about. And I thought, I'm not really good at it, and who better to talk about it than my good friend Drew, who is a pastor and a youth and a very, very cool and amazing guy. And without further ado, let's jump in, you guys. Shall we?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
No, I'm nervous. I don't know why. And I was normal the previous time we talked.
Me too, because I don't know, as in how this thing is done. I don't know what to expect.
Don't know. It's just like a normal conversation. And now I'm freaking out. So thank you so much for accepting to me to be my guest.
Wow, I am your guest now, okay.
Yeah, you're my guest now. Wait, why did you say that?
Okay.
Yeah,
My
thank you.
pleasure.
But yeah, thank you so much for your time because I don't know, I'm not giving you commission and I'm not giving you tea. You're just here. Like, at least you used to give us tea. Was it coffee?
This program, I'm even forgetting the name.
Mizizi
This is the
Bodru.
boardroom.
I'm still in the group. I'm actually the only one in the group, I think. And you were the admin and you left.
Hey, man, I left, but it's not a, I mean, it's our two.
Anyway,
We
how are
don't
you?
keep in touch, but I'm doing well. I'm fine,
Man.
thank God. Everything is fine so far. We are good and we bless
A lot
the
has happened, no?
Lord. Yeah, a lot has happened.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you know about the podcast, right?
Yes, I know about the podcast.
Yeah.
I've been listening to some, I think some, at some point I didn't listen to one or two podcasts, but I've been following and
Okay.
listening.
Yeah. Thank you. So I had this topic. It was called God, Christianity, and Worship. I don't know. I was writing down topics and then this just came. And I didn't have an idea what I'd talk about or what I'd say, but I just thought I needed to include it, yeah? So I decided we should talk about it today, and who best to talk about it than my guy, who is the pastor? I was really surprised. I was told you become a pastor. I was like, oh, Drew.
I'm still in school, but
Oh,
also I'm serving, yes.
wow. How's your journey been like? Like, when did you get saved and how was it? What made you do that? And just tell me about it.
I got saved many years ago in primary, and then don't laugh, and then in high school form one I got saved again. And then I think when I was in campus, I sort of was not serious with salvation.
Okay.
So by the time I was finishing campus, and then that is when I rededicated my life to God, and now I became serious now.
Yeah.
I think in campus I was chasing after the worldly things, so to
Things
say.
you
Yeah, but when I was finishing campus, I rededicated my life to God, and then I was serious with serving God and church activities. And then I joined ministry, but I was in ministry initially, the youth ministry, fellowships. But I wasn't that serious, just attending because friends were there and all sorts of things and plots. But after campus is when I was serious, and I was committed to doing the work of God.
Actually, when I came to like your church, I didn't know you were like saved, which is Ebu, please don't even at me. Do not, don't, really don't.
Why would you think like that?
I
Kwani
don't know. I
hakuna.
don't know. You know how you look at someone, you're just like, I'm actually judging you right now. Anyway, yeah.
But when you people think Christianity is, I don't know how people think about Christianity. You're not supposed to laugh, you're not supposed to go out and
Yeah, like
enjoy,
you're not supposed to interact, you're not supposed to
interact with
behave in
people who
a
are not saved,
certain way. Yeah, I know.
to make jokes and
Yeah,
fun.
like I actually used to view Christianity as boring and thinking about listening to Christian music, staying in church, it's just so uncool, yeah. Like I think about it, I'm just like, oh wow, how do I tell people? You know, like
Yeah, I know,
it's
I
just
understand.
yeah.
And it's the perception that many people have, especially young people. They think Christianity is so boring, you'll miss a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, you'll miss a lot when it comes to things that are not godly. You'll
Yeah.
miss them, you'll not do them. But me think, and I find Christianity is, it's not a burden as people think.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. It's the best decision to make.
Actually, I used to view Christian music as, I don't know, in a very, very weird way until I found out about some amazing musicians and artists, and it's just like I can't, like when I don't listen to Christian music every day, I just feel like I'm missing out. Like there's something wrong. My day is just flopping, and yeah, like things are not going my way. And that has been 2020 for me. Like there are times I just wake up, I'm just like, oh God, I'm not in the mood, and I just pick some random Maverick City music or Loud and Daigle, and my day just like I just get the energy to, you know, wake up and just do everything.
Oh,
Wow.
that's nice.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
How do you stay rooted in Christ? How do you ensure you don't backslide? How do you stay safe?
That's a good question. You see, I think it's not an easy thing. Now, this is the part where Christianity, the Bible says, work your salvation with fear and trembling. Like, it is something that you have to hold on to. And then you have to purpose in your life and prioritize. It is work. Let me just put it is
How do
work
you do
because
it? I know it's work. I know it's a lot. I struggled like
when you
some.
fall, you get back up and move forward. That's it. That's Christianity. Because there's no perfect person. We make mistakes. We fall short, of the standards of God. But every day when you make, when you mess, when you realize that what you're doing is not right, ama uko nyuma au chini, you have to, you purpose to make it better. Unaelewa?
Yeah, I do.
Like you have, you get back up. Unasonga mbele, you move on.
You know, I also noticed that this year, like I used to feel like every time I flop or backslide, God is judging me and he wants nothing to do with me, you know, and I used to feel really guilty such that I can't just mess up and keep coming to you. I mean, what do I think? And then I'm just realizing he's our father. It's like just messing up and telling your dad, yeah, I've messed up, I've done this. And you know, he's always there to welcome you and just tell you you can always come back home. Like he's not even judging you, he's just here for you.
God is not, and he's not waiting to judge us. He's like people think. God is actually waiting to receive us.
I know.
he's really waiting to receive. Of course, there will come a time where he will judge the
Yeah.
man for what they did.
Yes.
But at the moment, because of his son that he has sent,
Yeah.
there's that hope and forgiveness.
Yeah.
And so the God who is all powerful and the one righteous judge, at the same time, he is merciful and loving and
Yeah.
waiting for us to come back to his arms to receive us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is now God.
He's so gracious. He's just so good. And it amazes me every day. Like, I don't know.
Yes. So, like every day, we should strive to please God.
Yeah.
And when we make a mistake, we quickly go back to Him, ask for forgiveness, and we seek to do better, to
Yeah.
improve in that area where we have failed. Imagine that is Christianity.
And it's not easy.
It is not easy.
What do
It
you
is not
do
easy.
every time you feel like everything is not making sense? You know, you wake up sometimes and then you're just like, things are not adding up, things are not going your way, and the plans you have are just flopping and just things are not working out. Is it just me?
I think it is everyone, especially Christians.
Yeah, like,
You know, the enemy is out there first. The enemy wants to make sure when you mess up, he wants to bring those condemnation thoughts. You feel condemned, you feel not worthy. You know, that is the work of the enemy, so that you don't go back to God for repentance. I think there's a verse in the Bible, Romans says, therefore there's no more condemnation to them that love God, that have received God. There's no more condemnation. So that is the first step, that we don't need to be condemned, and God is not condemning us. He's just waiting for us to repent so that He can take us back. And then another thing, life is unfair. Things are changing, things are getting from bad to worse. As in, Christianity has not promised that things would be smooth when you are a Christian.
Even
But
Jesus didn't have it
Jesus,
smooth.
yes, and He said, this place, I'm not promising it will be smooth, but He said, I will be with you. The only thing we need to do is to hold on to our faith. And then be hopeful. That is what Christ is teaching us. I think the Bible is telling us to just keep the faith. You know, even if you go through a loss, even if you go through an issue in life, even if things don't work out, you just have to keep the faith. Just keep the faith and have that hope that soon
It
things
gets
will
better.
be better. Yes, exactly.
Do you know Chandler Moore?
I've heard.
Okay. He has this album called Feelings, and in the album, his song called the, there's a song called Feelings in the album that's called Feelings. In that song, he says, there are times he's carried away by his thoughts and anxiety and depression kick in, and he used to backslide and just feel like he's losing it. But then he keeps praying about it, and God tells him, I'm with you. Don't forget, like in your
Don't forget.
struggles, whenever you feel like things are not adding up, whenever you feel like it's just too much, no, you're not alone. Like, I'm with
You're not
you in
alone.
the whole journey. Like, we are together in this.
It is true. There is that story in the Bible, a very common story about Jesus calming the storm. You see, Jesus was there. He was with them. Oh, he was sleeping, resting. But you see, they were going through a storm in life, and they had to question. They were going through a difficult moment, like they were about to drown or something. And they had to question God, where, do you not care?
Like, where are you?
Where are you? And that is how life is. We go through storms in life and issues, and then we start asking God, why, God, where are you? Sure, do you not care that we are
I
perishing and we are
know,
hurting?
like, don't you think this is too much for me?
So that is what is happening to us at the moment. So me, I'm also learning something, that in this life, in our journey, in our Christian walk, things are not going to be easy, but the only thing that we need to kushikilia is our faith and hope in Him. That's it too.
What do you struggle with most?
Me, like any other human being, that's a good question. fear and any anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah, sometimes I'm really anxious. And then sometimes my faith in a waver, you know, like you're not sure why is this thing going to work out? Is this thing, yeah,
How will
or
it even happen?
how will it happen? Like, is this the will of God? And then you are so anxious and fearful. So those are the things that I struggle with. Yeah.
Mimi, I struggle with lots of things. Like, it's just like I overthink a lot, and just me who I'm car, I'm just like, oh my God, am I
I know you're
even?
being anxious.
Yeah, and
That's
imposter
it, imagine.
syndrome, and like I just, you feel like you're not good enough. You're just, I don't know.
So,
So I guess that's it. I don't know. I do have so many questions for you, and I'm just like, thank you so much for coming, and you should at least give us a parting shot.
Now, by the way, you wanted to, there's a topic you wanted to talk about, worship and God. I thought that is what you want to,
And
you know,
Christianity, basically. So
and
yeah, if
Christianity,
you,
basically.
yes.
I think my parting shot is concerning the worship. People think worship is about going to church to sing or the offerings we give. Yes, that is, it is important. It's an expression of worship. But I've come to discover that worship is a lifestyle. Like, whatever we do, everything we do it as unto God. Like, our hearts are committed to Him. We prioritize God in everything we do. I think that is true worship, for me. So, whatever we do, I think the most important thing we can ask ourselves is, are we doing it as unto the Lord? If yes, then that is true worship.
Like whatever we do should glorify God. Every step
Exactly.
we take, every move we make should be in the
Yes.
glory of God.
Yes. Good.
Thank you so much for your time, Drew.
Thank you for having me.
Karibu sana. Asante, and have an amazing, amazing week.
You too.
And happy holidays.
Oh.
I hope you learned a thing or two. Kindly hit your girl up at It's the Yellow World podcast and tell me your parting shot, or rather your take home. What you learned, what you loved about this podcast, what new thing you figured out, what reminder did you get? Kindly just talk to your girl. I love hearing from you. Personally, I've learned to suffer with God. I've learned to go through stuff with Him. Whenever I feel anxious, whenever I feel depressed, whenever things don't go my way, I know it will get better. I've learned to keep having faith and just keep bouncing back. I'm not there yet. I'm really struggling, but I'm getting better. I'm not where I used to be, and I thank God for it. And I hope you remember to take care of yourself. Whenever things don't go your way, kindly don't be so hard on yourself. Let it go. Take rest if you have to. Just be really, really kind to yourself. Remember, I love you, and do whatever you gotta do to remain sane. And thank you so much for keeping it yellow. Wow! I love you guys so much. Until next time. Bye.